Thank you.
Now, the health and so are new privacy concerns. The government is setting up a gigantic database to collect personal information for millions of people. It's one of the most complicated computer projects in the history of Washington. So what could possibly go wrong? Reason Magazine's Matt Wells says a lot, including your privacy, which is obviously at risk. Matt, what, help us out here. Tell us the degree of the risk here and what we all might lose.
Well, what we're seeing right now is the mass computerization of medical records, right? This is something that people, reformers, have talked about for decades without really understanding the implications or whether even if it's all that effective. By definition, this is going to mean there's going to be a lot of electronic sharing of all of our information. And as you can see with the recent news, there's these huge bids going out for contract right now. This mirrors what's happening all over government and all over society. It's not just Obamacare. It's the Consumer Protection Bureau. They're collecting tons of data on consumers in the name of protecting them. It's E-Verify. Do you realize that in 5 years, if the immigration bill passes, you won't be able to get a job? You won't be able to quit Fox and go to MSNBC, Charles, without going through a database.
I should call them up and get my resume back.
Exactly. No, but they will check your resume through an E-Verify database, and if they find a match or they find that, you know, your social security number isn't there, you're out of luck. So this is happening all across our society. And I think 2013 is going down as the year that Americans are waking up and realizing, hey, we don't really have those Fourth Amendment rights we always thought we did. The government is looking at and is asserting the right to look at everything about us.
Here's the thing, though, Matt, you know, like, let's say with respect to hospitals, I think we all sort of have been to a hospital and we've looked over and they've got the most antiquated computer system imaginable, and we all sort of want them to update this. Is it possible to have a more modernized medical system, even with the new laws coming in, without the government having to know every single aspect of it?
I don't know. I mean, let's hope so, but we're putting our hope right now and faith in Medicare and in the government as it begins to set up these exchanges and it begins to sort of absorb this mass number of people who are going off their own private insurance and going on to more government-provided insurance. I don't have that faith, frankly. I don't think that a government-run database is a place that is designed to protect my privacy. Just look what happens if you move, which I did a year and a half ago. The USPS sells all your information. That's why you get all those catalogs to IKEA and all that kind of stuff. We've seen it with local law enforcement, traffic light cameras. Just today, my wife, who is a private investigator, emailed me a bunch of pictures of my own car, right, going through intersections. This is what all these government agencies are doing. They're selling your information all over the place. So, no, I don't have that faith. It's not paranoia.
Right.
It is that if there exists this easily transferable information about you and motivated customers either to make money off of that information or to do something to you, it's going to happen. So,
and let's be honest also, Matt, and I'm getting a rap signal, but governments also can do nefarious things with it beyond just selling it to a third party. And I think that's what a lot of people are really concerned about, even more than the junk mail. Matt, I got to let you go. As usual, great stuff. Reason Magazine, you guys are the best. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you very much.
Hey, coming up, now the magazine issue that has CBS boycotting, but it could be too late because Rolling Stone's already profiting big time. But first, Harry Potter must be waving his wand with the accounting wizards over at the Treasury because the U.S. debt clock has just magically stopped. Presto! We're going to call out the administration on their accounting tricks. Next.